Who's next?
Doreen Annabelle. Why do some aces, particularly of the palmatum type, tend to be miffy and die suddenly for no apparent reason? I have a collection of some 20 aces, some in containers and some in the open ground, but have lost five over the past 20 years.
Nigel, there's one very common problem with understanding plants. One of the most useful ways of overcoming it, if you can afford to and you're able to, is actually to see as many of them as possible growing in their native state, because that way you can understand exactly the sorts of conditions that they enjoy. And small maples, particularly Japanese maples, are by nature woodland plants. They live in woodland margins or under a fairly dense canopy of other trees, taller trees, and therefore they have a very gentle time. Their climatic changes are less abrupt than outside. They don't suffer the extremes of temperature, either strong heat by day or extremely low temperatures at night. They don't suffer from being buffeted about by wind. What happens here with a lot of Acer palmatum particularly is that because they're such lovely sculptural, architectural plants, we tend to put them in prominent positions where they are a little bit too exposed, and as a result, they do tend to suffer. And I think the more you can do to provide them with the right conditions, the much better results you get.
Bob?
Well, I wouldn't disagree with Nigel on what he said, but to answer your question, you've had, 20 or 30 of them, and you've lost several of them in 20 years?
Five.
You've lost five in
20 years.
Five in 20 years.
I've got over 20.
Well, it's quite simple, you see.
Yes.
In nature, plants survive because they're hardy, they're resistant to pests and diseases, and they survive because they survive. Then you get one that looks rather pretty, and a nurseryman will take a cutting, bud it on, or take and grow the plant on, and it looks lovely. And it may be quite miffy. It doesn't have any natural resistance, but it's propagated, and it's sold around the world, and then it dies out because it isn't actually much of a goer. And if you've got many different varieties, you'll have many that aren't really much of a goer with them, and those are the ones that die out.
That's what makes gardening so exciting, isn't
yes.
it? It's that whole challenge. I mean, why do you grow all those maples?
Because I love them. I was introduced to them by Geoffrey Smith. He took me in his conservatory and showed me his collection, and it started from there.
And that's brilliant. That's a brilliant way to do it, isn't it?
Thank you very much. And keep on enjoying your maples.